We're about to go on a journey through the streets of Hatton Garden, an area of diamond dealing, medieval monks and hidden rivers.
We're standing in Ely Place, which is the exact site of the medieval estate.
To the public, it's one of those unsatisfactory streets which lead nowhere.
Look around you now and let me take you back to medieval times. Listen carefully and you'll hear the fast flowing Fleet River running past you.
That London is a magical city, then if you want to stand here in the Fleet, you're in the Valley of the Fleet, let there be that sense of the rush of the water underneath, even though you can't see it.
All about this foul scream, a maze of narrow streets, courts and alleys in which live some of the most desperate characters of the metropolis.
This is the place where Dickens set Fagin's Den in Oliver Twist.
Although Oliver had enough to occupy his attention in keeping sight of his leader, he could not help bestowing a few hasty glances on either side of the way as he passed.
Little Italy.
From the 1800s onwards, Italian migrants started to arrive here from Italy, seeking a better life.
It was lovely because it was home, you know. My mother knew everybody there. So every time we walked down, they used to throw stones at us. And they used to call us rat catchers.
Diamond dealing.
People used to walk around in the street and show diamonds.
My father was a member of the bourse. And all I could see were people stooped over a table, smoking heavily, drinking coffee, coughing, and obviously conducting business.
People were talking about everything and anything except business. They were discussing the city or politics, making jokes and telling stories. Then, as if it were just an afterthought, one of them would produce a parcel of stones. The rest would examine it. Someone else would take out a parcel. They weighed them on small scales, rubbed them up again, talked and gestured with their hands, and swore by the wives and children. They tried to make deals, found they couldn't get the price they wanted, closed the cases, and ran to the next table.
It's one of the few places you can work where you get kind of ultimate customer satisfaction, because anybody who buys anything walks out grinning from ear to ear.
You're often the very first person to know that these two young people are making a commitment and are getting engaged. It can be very emotional.
Basically, what they're buying is diamonds, and they are the most expensive material on the planet.
I suppose I'm quite used to dealing with gold, platinum and precious metals and stones, but certain pieces do catch our eye.
Diamonds especially, because they're glorious.
All you can do is try and steer them and help them, because there's too much choice.